Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev.
I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev. And today we are going to be doing Captain Marvel.
How come Nick Fury never got to be a special guest on SpongeBob?
Why?
Because he doesn't have his eye, Captain. Okay, so you got a favorite line from the movie?
Yes.
What is it?
Go ahead. Do it. Do your thing. I'm just going to put you on the ground. Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing. Just go do your thing.
Oh, come on now, Goose. Pick a side. That was a pretty good line. All right, so now it's time to talk about our MVPs for this movie. Who do you have for your MVP?
That Skrull dude.
The Skrull? Talking about the leader of the Skrulls?
The guy who helped.
Oh, okay. So why do you say he was the MVP?
Because Captain Marvel wasn't sure that she wanted to be a hero. She didn't even know who she was. And if he didn't show her that clip or something, I can't remember, then she wouldn't really know. And then the whole ending thing wouldn't happen.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay, I've got a couple of people who I would say is the MVPs, or are the MVPs, really. First off, Nick Fury, because, I mean, you just drop him off and say, okay, yeah, there are aliens and all this stuff going on, and he's immediately able to adjust to the situation, to fight the alien off and then to come back with it. And to be able to be on his side, to go through all this stuff, even with all the Skrull subterfuge and everything like that, he did a really great job. Like he did a really great job of getting Carol where she needed to be. Also, Agent Coulson, he did a great job of being an MVP because he didn't, you know, rat him out when they was looking at him when they were at the facility. So that was definitely an MVP statement. And then, on top of everything, the Rambo family, in which I got all kinds of things because I love the Rambo family. There's so many reasons why. I'll get into some of it later on when I'm talking about my fun facts. But for right now, we're going to talk about Mariah, talking about Mom. She was awesome. She flew an experimental jet well enough to knock out a person that's flying a spaceship. Like, she shot a spaceship out of the sky, flying through a canyon. Come on, man. And she's able to go hand to hand with some Kree people when they're in the hallway and they got a fight. That's a bad woman. That is a bad woman. All right, so now we're moving on into MVA. Most valuable loser. Who do you have as your most valuable loser?
The cat.
No. You're not going to tell me Goose is the most valuable loser. How is Goose the most valuable loser?
He took out Nick Fury's eye, and then he's going to straight up eat somebody, the Tesseract, and then when he really, really, really needs to, he's just going to just not do anything.
Look, he's doing a great job.
He just straight up eat the Tesseract. And he won't do that to a bad guy.
Well, maybe he was full. The Tesseract probably takes up a lot of space.
It's a monster, dude. Have you seen the tentacle?
Yeah, I saw the tentacles come out, and that did an MVP because it saved him.
I must have fell asleep or something.
Well, I don't know what's going on with you. But my most valuable loser was the Skrull that Sam Jackson took out in the first place. Okay, so first off, you overtake Agent Coulson, and you're not even doing a good job of masking that you're doing the whole invasion part or whatever. You let him talk to people on the radio instead of you being the person that radios out and all that stuff. So it's just like you're not even doing a good job of being an infiltrator. So bad that within the first 5 minutes that you get taken out by a regular human being who didn't know what was going on, you suck. Also, Ronan the Accuser. Because at the end of the movie, Ronan the Accuser, he comes in with all his battleships. Captain Marvel shows up. She's all blasting all the ships and everything. He's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to run away. Oh, coward.
Now it's time for our favorite costumes. What is yours, Talix?
That's easy. Captain Marvel's outfit. Mm-hmm. I mean, even from like when she was in space to in water, where you had like the blue kind of like overlays over her eye parts and her mouth part, that stuff was awesome. Like the kind of like the blonde mohawk she had when the helmet came on, that was awesome. And then also the ability for her to change the colors at will. Cause I was wondering at first, I was like, her suit's green. How's she going to get it to be the Captain Marvel colors? And then she was able to shift it and make it into the color that she wanted it to be. I wish I had that suit.
I like the suit where it glows, just glows.
Like where all the energy is pulsing throughout and she's all glowing in space?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I just don't like the mohawk. It's just like the full hair kind of thing.
Don't you basically have a mohawk?
Look, I don't.
Well, when you get a haircut, you'll have it. But so, like, how are you gonna hate on the mohawk?
I just dislike it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so do you have a favorite setting?
Yes.
Where is that?
My favorite setting is probably space. It's like, spaceships stuff.
Okay, that was pretty cool. I like the Kree homeworld. It was pretty awesome. I just kind of like the way that it looked and everything like that. So I think that, like, I really, some of my favorite settings throughout these movies have been the ones that have been, like, really futuristic or out in space. And so I think that that was a pretty cool one. All right, now it's time for us to do that. It doesn't make any sense. What do you have?
Why didn't you do the whole backstory thing in the beginning? Like, start off with, like, Captain Marvel going on the plane, about to go to do this mission, and then she gets in the crash, and all that stuff happens, and then the memories start to change, and it's weird, and...
So you're saying, like, you wanted it to start off by telling the story of it before this movie happened, before she knew it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess that would be good for us, but I think it turned out to be pretty good, where we could kind of understand just her perspective, just kind of running through it the way they put it in the movie.
Okay, then.
What doesn't make any sense to me is the whole Kree's mantra of just trying to, like, exterminate people. Like, they're trying to exterminate the Skrulls for what reason? And I kind of want to save that, because I got a new segment that I want to introduce today, and that's going, when we get down to it, I want to introduce it, and I want to kind of go within that later on. But for right now, it just doesn't make any sense for them to have that mindset to where they're a diverse group of people. They got different people from different races and stuff within their group, but they all out here trying to exterminate people. Come on now. That doesn't make any sense. All right. Time for That's Funny. So what was funny in the movie for you?
Something funny in the movie to me was that the Goose, he listened to Captain Marvel. And not to Fury. So why is that? It's just funny, because when you need to, you don't.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I think also something that was funny was when Goose did eat the people, how Rambo was like, oh, okay. So, it was a lot of funny stuff in this movie. Like, it was a really funny movie overall, even if we're going down to Nick Fury, the way he interacted with Goose. He just likes cats a lot and everything like that. It's just like, you know, it's really funny, just a whole bunch of different funny things that happen within the movie and everything like that. And I think it was a good a good movie that kind of like balanced the action and the comedy and everything like that. And it kind of, and it was fun to see, you know, Nick Fury having a lot of fun or telling jokes or having, you know, that energy to where he was like, he was really young and everything like that. So it was a lot of fun and it was really a funny movie. I really enjoyed it. So now let's roll over from being funny to being smart. What was something in the movie that you felt was a smart move?
Something smart. Pretty much everything. Except for having, whatever that king's dude's name is. The weird dude from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ronan?
Yeah, that was the only dumb thing.
No, that was actually pretty smart. Because if you've seen, she just flew through a spaceship. She just flew straight through it and blew it up. I'm getting out of here. Like, I know I talked to him about him being, like, the loser in the earlier part of the movie. Because, yeah, that's a loser move. But still, that was pretty smart to get up out of there. And then another smart move was when Carol used the Fonz lunchbox as a decoy to kind of occupy everybody's time. That was smart. The Skrull impersonating the guard. That was super smart. Like, and then Nick Fury realizing that his boss was a Skrull when the guy called him Nicholas. Like, it was so much smart stuff going on in this movie. It was like, it was really well done.
Having this dude as your leader, you could have made a better choice. You could have found someone else. Like, I guess some other villain like Thanos. He can punch people. He's pretty big and strong.
Yeah, but Thanos was finna be out there trying to eliminate your people. That's why they working for Thanos in the first place, because he was finna eliminate them. So it's probably not smart to have Thanos there.
But it's better to have someone that actually has a plan instead of just, okay, let's attack them without a plan or anything.
Well, he did have a plan. It just got blowed up in his face. Because remember when he said, he was like, C-35 shouldn't have defense systems like that or whatever. And so when he tried and he realized he was going to lose, he got up out of there. Gotta go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I fell asleep during the movie.
Yeah, you probably did fall asleep behind the wheel, nodding off in the space, not paying no attention. But nevertheless, that was a smart move. All right, next up is I Need That. So what's something in the movie that you felt that it was something that you really, really wanted to have?
The suit.
Okay. I'll do one better. Like, I like Captain Marvel's suit a lot, but I wanted her commander in the unit, his suit, the gravity gauntlets, where he was able to kind of pull stuff and throw stuff at will like that, like to be able to use the force like in Star Wars. That was awesome. I really wanted to have that. Okay, so now this is the new segment that I wanted to premiere today. The segment is called Threads. And what I mean by threads is I want to pull on a thread that you see in the movie or a theme that you see in the movie and kind of talk about it and bring it out to a different light. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so basically, if I were, well, I'll do better. I'll explain it as I'm going along through it. Okay, so one thread throughout the movie was that the people themselves have the ability to do stuff, but a lot of times other people would try to silence them or would try to stop them from being able to do what they wanted to do or could do. And so if we're talking about Carol and Monica or Mariah, them being able to be great pilots and fly just as good as the males are, but the people gatekeeping and not letting them through, that was a great thread for them to kind of show that she actually had the power all along. She just had to believe in herself and accept who she was to be able to kind of like go out and do stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
No, I still don't understand it.
Okay, well, we'll work on and workshop this segment. And that way when next time we swing around, you'll have a thread that you wanted to kind of point out. Another thread that I kind of wanted to point out was that Nick Fury is being way over dramatic. Okay? Because you remember when we were talking about, I think it was in, was it Winter Soldier? Or was it Civil War? I believe it was Civil War when Nick Fury says, the last time I trusted somebody, I lost an eye. So he gonna build this whole huge story up about how he lost his eye when he got scratched by a cat? Come on, man. You being way too overdramatic, Nick Fury. So now we know that Nick Fury just likes to be dramatic. Because he even told Coulson, yeah, I'm not going to confirm nor deny that I was getting tortured by a Skrull and they gouged my eye with an energy laser, with an energy knife. You got scratched by a cat. You got scratched by a cat. Come on, man. So we're going to come up with some more threads as we go along in the different movies and stuff like that we're going to go in with. So I wanted to kind of bring that about within a new segment. All right, time for debate this. Now, today's debate is going to be, did they do the right thing? Or rather, would you have done the same thing in the situation that they had? When the Skrull shows up, he reveals himself and he says he wants to talk. Would you have talked to the Skrull? Yeah. Or would you have just blasted him?
That's hard to say.
I know, but which one would you have done though?
I just would have flew away.
But you can't fly away because the Skrull's right there with all your friends. And she didn't know she could fly at that time either.
Oh, okay then. I don't really know. I just can't. If you had to make the decision, I bet you'd say you wouldn't know either.
No, I'd make the decision. I mean, what? Right there at the time in which they wanted to come in and talk to you, you should talk. Because, I mean, first off, you got to see what he wants to in the first place. I wouldn't trust a word that he said, but at the very same time, I would talk to him because you never know about the situation. And it turned out that the situation worked out for the best that they actually did talk, because then she was able to see and find out the information that she needed to find out because they didn't have it. And if they didn't listen to him in the first place, then they wouldn't have been able to get into contact with it. So it was a great decision for her to listen and actually talk to him, because had she ran away, then they would have tried to chase her, or they would have hurt the family member, because he's doing all he can to get back to his family. So what would you have done?
I think it's pointless to debate because you just explained everything.
Oh, so you just go, it's pointless to debate this because you know I'm right.
Yeah. Technically, you wouldn't be right, and I wouldn't be wrong because I've never made a decision, but sure.
Yeah, indecision is a decision. To not choose to do something. When you choose not to do something, you're choosing to not do something, which means you made a choice.
Ah, okay, then. You're using my knowledge.
I'm using everything. So, point for Talix.
There is no point. I just didn't make a decision.
Yeah, you lost. You better make a decision next time.
Okay,
so were there any upgrades that you would have liked to have seen in the movie?
Let's see. I used explosions too many times.
You can't ask for an explosion. She literally blew up a whole spaceship in space. So that's you got the explosion that you wanted.
Maybe more cameos?
Yeah, I agree with that one. I would have liked to kind of seen like a cameo from the 90s of maybe them passing by a young Iron Man kind of hanging out or something like that somewhere, like him doing something crazy and them pass by him or whatever.
Or
And which I still like the cameos that we got when we got Coulson and we got Fury, but still, I think I would have liked, oh, and the general, but I still would have liked to seen a couple more.
Yeah.
All right, time to rate it or hate it. So out of 0 to 5 energy blasts, what do you give this movie?
I'd say give it a 4.9.
I give it a 4.5. I think it was a solid movie. I think it was a good origin story, and I think they did it in a great way to kind of tell it in a different way than what a lot of origin stories kind of come out being. And I think that it was a great movie about women being awesome, because a lot of times women don't always get the spotlight that they need to get. And I think that this movie kind of highlighted and showcased that women can be amazing in a great many different ways, be they pilots, be they scientists, be they soldiers, or be they fighters, you know, or whatever it is you want to be, or even young kids kind of coming up. So I think that it was a great movie overall. Okay, so time for fun facts. Do you got any fun facts, Trail?
Let's see. Fun facts in my head. No.
Okay, so this movie took place in the 90s, which was when I was a kid. Basically, I was around your age. And so it was a lot of stuff, kind of throwbacks like Radio Shack and Blockbuster, types of cars that they were driving and everything. That was kind of like a throwback to that time frame in which you had that stuff. You got to see like old technology, like beepers and stuff like that, was way before they had cell phones and stuff like that. You saw a payphone. You've never even seen a payphone in your life. Did you even know that Superman used to go into payphones to change? You didn't know none of that stuff.
What's a payphone?
Exactly. A payphone was essentially a box that stood at corners or at shopping areas that you would go in and you put quarters in, and then you'd make a call. And the call would go to somebody's landline, because like I said, people didn't have cell phones back then. And so there were all kinds of different things like that. We got, of course, like the linkage to Nick Fury losing his eye. We got the Tesseract finally showing up from where that came from. We got, to actually see the Skrulls and just to kind of see their kind of mindset kind of coming in with a different kind of viewpoint on different stuff. What's that?
They look a lot like the people from Thor.
Talking about the Dark Elves?
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of did look a little bit like the Dark Elves. And then the interesting thing is I just wonder just like who could have been, because like you could think about it could be so many Skrulls throughout the different Marvel Universe movies and we just never would know it. Because just think about it. Like had I walked out of here and turned back and came back and it was a Skrull of me, would you be able to identify it?
Role of you. I know the exact question that I would ask it.
Really?
Yes.
What's that?
I would ask it, what don't I like with peanut butter?
I don't even know that answer.
It's really easy. It should be easy.
Well, if it should be easy, then the Skrulls go get it, because I don't know it. Well, maybe I'm a Skrull. Anyway, another fun fact is that Korath, the guy with the twin sabers that was in the Captain Marvel's group, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was the person that was trying to chase after Star-Lord when they said, who is he? He's like, oh, I'm Star-Lord. Who? You know, that guy? That was a link. And then, of course, we know Ronan the Accuser. That was a link as well. And then, of course, with the beeper that she upgraded and gave to Nick Fury at the end of the movie was the one that he used to call her at the end of Infinity War. Yes, that is right. And so there are so many links and fun facts throughout this movie. hit us up at Teespring in our shop. Oh, not Teespring. We keep saying Teespring, but that's wrong. It's TeePublic. Hit us up at our shop at TeePublic. Pick out one of the shirts. Get you a mug. Get you a calendar. Get you a phone case. It doesn't matter. As long as you get you something that makes you look nice and supports the show, then that's going to be awesome for us. We're going to keep getting back to you. We know it was kind of a little bit of a break since we had last heard from us. And so we're going to try to get back into the groove of getting these things knocked out even more frequently and regularly than possible. We hit our third month goal to be at 3,000 views and downloads. And so we're at that goal. So we're still striving for our 10,000 by the end of the year. We are going to be looking to expand and do more, add different segments and do more going forward. Do you have anything else that you wanted to talk about so far as like news wise? I know one of the things that we're going to do in the next couple of weeks is we're going to redo our Infinity War episode because we want to do that one going into Endgame. So that's going to be awesome. Also, a linkage between this movie and another movie is us, they had the whole situation with the doppelgangers, which was kind of just like an interesting kind of like parallel to what something that just came out. And then also it was another parallel to Get Out, to where it was a situation to where she fell like into her subconscious while looking at her memories and stuff like that. Even though I know you don't understand those stuff, some of the people listening to the show do understand that stuff. So we're just going to wrap it up right here. So thank you for listening to us. Thank you for being there with us. And we hope that you enjoyed it and have a great time with us. This has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Because when there is a hero,
we talk.
Yes, we do.